Okay, so we're back on. Sorry about that, folks. We didn't warn you.
抱歉，我们刚刚忘记提醒大家 Zoom 的时间快到。
Okay, we're just on this map here. We've got 10 minutes to go, so we'll finish this quickly.
我们还有十分钟可以讲，我们赶快把它讲完。
Okay, so yeah, we have written records telling us about the migration of people.
我们有一些文字记载，就是从历史书上，包括像圣经这些，都有记载这些族群是怎么样迁徙的。
And we have archaeological evidence, like when they dig down and they can find things, like how people, maybe they had cooked old pots and bottles.
还有考古学的一些遗迹，让我们可以去推测这些人类迁徙的路线。
Okay, and then they can look at DNA as well.
更科技的现在的做法是经由基因学来推断，从 DNA 来推断这些人的迁徙的路线。
Now, something you have to be careful of, because when they're doing DNA, that's relating to science. And you have to remember, if any time there's a contradiction between science and what the Bible says, we always take the side of the Bible.
而任何事情呢，我们要记得，就是如果是用科学的推断所做的事情，跟圣经所记载的东西有矛盾的时候，我们要相信的是圣经。
Because there's a real science, and we can put our trust in real science, like laws of science, but then there's what's called a pseudoscience, which is where people take theories and hypotheses, and they say this is true.
因为我们要知道有两种科学，一种科学是根据神圣的定律而来的，另外一种科学是经由假设的推论而来的。我们有的时候常常学到的科学其实是人的一个推论，一个假设。
True science can only come about by observation. You see things happening and you can test it and you can say this is true.
所谓的真正的科学应该是经由观察而来的。
But things like, you know, the Big Bang Theory and evolution, these cannot be experienced. We can't visualize, we can't see these things happening.
但是很多的科学家却用假设的方式去假设曾经有大爆炸的人类的起源，那些不是他看得到的，他没有经由任何的亲眼所见就去想象出来的那种科学。
And when scientists say these things are true, they're lying.
而却被这些科学家说那是真实发生的，那就叫做欺骗。
Or they're just very deceived. They think they're very sincere about what they've found, but they're lying actually.
他们虽然非常真诚地认为他们说的是真实的，但其实到后来那都是一个假设性的一个骗局。
Yeah, now according to this map, see, they're following the traces or the trail of the DNA, and it looks very accurate according even to what we have from the Bible and from archaeological evidence.
但是这个基因图表所展现出人类的一个迁徙图呢，它却跟考古学家所做的一个推论，还有呢，跟圣经所做的记载是基本上是都是符合的。
Except then when you look down at the chart, it says here thousands of years ago, and they're talking about like 60,000 years, 50,000 years. That's impossible. Yeah, they're saying that this migration happened like 50 or 60,000 years ago.
It's not possible.
It's not, well, because the ark, you know, Shem and Ham and Japheth and Noah came from the ark 4,500 years ago.
虽然它的路线看起来是对的，但是他们所推论的时间就让人非常怀疑，因为他这边从你看左下角 A B C D 这些，他用的那个线是从六万年、五万年前讲起，这个就不太符合圣经所说。
Yeah, and I don't know where they got their DNA information from, but you know, whatever it is that they're having inaccurate readings, or even if they're taking it from people today, that's how they do a lot of it. They test people in Africa today and people in South America. They can't really relate that information to 60,000 years ago. It's just not possible.
他们的研究方法当然应该是在近代才有这些基因学嘛。他们一定是在把各地方人的基因排序等等的拿出来做研究。但是他们能够找出一些迁徙的轨迹，可是他不可能去推论那个时间点是在六万年前、五万年前这些事情。
But you know, Satan is always trying to deceive people. He wants to get people away from the Word of God and to put their trust in pseudoscience, for example, because many times the science goes against the Bible, and he doesn't want people to believe in the Bible.
而我们要了解呢，撒旦永远都想要欺骗我们从神的真理离开，所以他希望我们不要相信圣经，而要相信什么？ 假设性的科学，所以他就会设计了一些科学的好像是证论证据，却让我们不相信了圣经。
Now this man here, this is, you know, just to change the subject a little bit, he's what we call like an anthropologist, and he does things quite scientifically.
而现在荧幕上的这一位科学家呢，他其实是个考古学家呢，他就是用很多很多科学的方式想要去证明一些事情。
Yeah, and he wanted to find out where did the people in the Pacific come from, and most people have said they went from the west to the east.
因为大部分的人都认为呢，在太平洋群岛那边的人呢、啊，是从西边慢慢慢慢绵延到东边来，到了太平洋群岛的。但这一个考古学家呢，他却想要证明他的另外一个理论。
And people said he was wrong, but he proved that people could actually sail from Peru or from South America across to these Pacific islands.
而他呢，却想要证明他的一个理论，就是呢，太平洋群岛的人是有可能是从南美洲的秘鲁坐船到太平洋岛。
Yeah, and it seems to make sense that actually people just came from both directions. You know, why not?
但实际上也有可能太平洋群岛的人是来自东边也来自西边的都有。
Now one piece of evidence we have that tells us a lot of the Pacific Island people came from the west is the language. See, language is another way that we can see where people moved.
但是呢，我们却有一些证据可以显现南太平洋岛的这些国家的人是可能是从西边过来的，因为他们的语言是属于南岛语系，就可以证明可能是从这边来的。
Growing up in New Zealand, we had to do basic Maori. It's the Maori classes. And one of the first things we learned in Maori was how to count to 10.
在纽西兰的人呢，他们都要学一些毛利话。然后 Tim 是纽西兰人，他们在小时候就学了毛利话，那如何从一数到十。
And so, you know, tahi, rua, toru, fa, rima, onu, and we could, every New Zealander growing up in New Zealand could probably still count in Maori, I think.
所以呢，所有的在纽西兰长大的人，原则上应该用毛利话数一到十是没问题的。
Now, when I was about 21, I went to Indonesia. I spent a lot of time in Indonesia, so I studied Indonesian.
那 Tim 呢，也花很多时间住在印尼哈。他在21岁的时候去了印尼，住了很长一段时间。
So I learned how to speak some Indonesian.
所以他会讲印尼话。
And then counting Indonesian, satu, dua, tiga, empat, like this. And some of the words, I thought, hey, these are very similar to the Maori.
而印尼话的数一到十呢，跟毛利话的一到十非常的相近。
And then the last 10 years, we lived in the Philippines for a while, in Bohol, in the middle area of the Philippines. And many words I'd learned in Indonesian, I thought, hey, they're the same as the Visayan.
而他又后来也在过去十年经常要去住在Bohol那个菲律宾中间的一个岛，那发现那边菲律宾人所讲的一到十也很像。
Yeah, and you know, you had the word for I, for example, and that was the same, like mata or mati, like Indonesian and this Filipino language. Wow. And bulan is the word for moon, and mum and dad, and many words I learned. I thought, wow, they're all the same.
然后呢，他就发现呢，菲律宾话跟印尼话里面呢，包括什么月亮啊，或者山丘啊，还有眼睛啊，几乎都是很像的语言。
So we can see how these languages fit together, and just today, here's a chart that I found.
现在他要给我们看一个这个语言比较表。
One other thing I need to mention is Taiwan. The people they call the Paiwan people here on this chart here, they say that a lot of the influences in the Pacific Islands, and especially the Western Pacific, is from this, the tribes of Taiwan. Okay, so...
而且在很多人都发现呢，就是在南太平洋或者是印尼啊、菲律宾这些人，他们其实都是来自台湾的。
Now I'll post this chart through onto the line because I don't have time to go through it all. But just to give you an idea, see Paiwan, this is the Taiwanese tribe.
好像台湾第一个最左上角的 Paiwan， 这就是我们台湾讲的台湾族。
Cebuano, now that's they also call Visayan. That's the language of the Middle Philippines.
那第二个是 Cebuano。这个是菲律宾的族。
Yeah, there's actually a big island in the Philippines called Cebu, C-E-B-U, so that's their language.
在菲律宾有个很大的岛叫 Cebu, 也是就是用他们的这个 Cebu 这个语言。
Now Javanese, that's from Java, that's a big island at the west of Indonesia.
Java 就是印尼的一个很重要的一个大岛，最大的岛，爪哇岛。
Yeah, Malagasy. Now, Malagasy is actually Madagascar, which is off the coast of Africa.
那马拉加斯加就是 Malagasy.
And then Arosi, this is the Solomon Islands.
在所罗门群岛叫的就是来自 Arosi.
And then Hawaii is right off on the other side of the Pacific.
然后只有夏威夷 Hawaii.
And then I had to add this list. This is from Indonesian. So this is the main Indonesian language. I have the same list here.
然后最右边的是那印尼的主要的语言。
Okay, so you can look at the similarities, but I'll show you them. And then these words here. This is something else.
这个另外一张表又是不同的数。
Okay, so these are just numbers 1 to 10. So you can have a look and you can compare.
这个是1到10的他们的说法。你可以看到每一个语言他们怎么念一到十。
Yeah, you notice that there's quite big changes in some of the words, but other words are very similar.
就是有一些字变化很大，但是也有一些重要的字，最基础的字是一样，是很相似的。
This is really quite weird. Like, so these are all very different languages, very different places in the world. Spanish, Mandarin, Swahili from Africa, Samoan, and Sierra Miwok. That's in Africa as well.
然后这是爸爸妈妈在不同国家他们怎么叫爸爸妈妈。
Okay, so you can see it's all the same, mama, papa, mama, whatever. So it just goes to show over the world, there's similar words. The more basic you get in a language, then the more similar you connect.
这一件事情在说的是说，只要你去看任何国家语系的最越基础的文字语的语言啊，他们的那个整个大家的相似度就是越高的。
It shows we all come from a common language group.
所以就让我们能够证明呢，大家都是来自共同的一个语系。
Okay, so that's looking at language. I'll show you this chart just to finish off. See, this is where they think the language groups of, this is a big part of the world, all the way from Madagascar and all the way across to the other side of the Pacific.
这是一个有关语言的一个语系的一个分布，从马拉加斯加到最右边的群岛，
yeah.
就是太平洋群岛。
And these dates here are a lot more accurate than what you saw with the DNA, because you know these will relate to just within three or 4,000 years.
这一个语言的变化的推测呢，看起来比 DNA 的这个研究呢还要精确。
Yep.
它推了差不多3000年。
Now, if you're looking at the map, now you see, like, for example, up here, this is Taiwan. 3000 BCE means before Christian era. So it really just means BC.
这个第一个，大家看一下台湾哦，在那边写了一个三千，三千，他说是就是在耶稣的日程之前的3000年，就等于是所谓的西元前3000年，差不多的意思啦。
And then if you see CE, like here, 300 to 800 CE, that's Christian era, so that's AD. We normally say AD.
好，那个300到800 CE 其实就是我们讲的，也是西元后的300到800年，然后才有人到夏威夷。
So this is one more way that we can look at how people moved, following the languages and who's speaking what language and the relationships in language.
所以从这样的一个图里面就会看得出来，又是另外一个方法来看人类迁徙的这个时间表跟路径。
But notice the source of all this is Taiwan.
所以这些人全部都是来自台湾呢。
But then the Taiwanese people had to come from somewhere.
但是台湾人从哪里来的呢？
Okay, so back, you know, 3000 before Christ, they would have come across from China, and you know, that could be the Sinites and the Hittites, for example.
所以他们有可能西元前3000年是从中国那边过来的咯。
Okay, now this language group that you see on this map here, this is called Austronesian. Austro means south. That's why we have the words like Australia, for example. Austro means south.
所以这整个蓝色区块的都是属于南岛语系。
Strangely enough, you see people coming from Indonesia to Madagascar about this would be about 1,500 years ago. They actually came back this way again.
而在印尼的下方写西元前500年的时候呢，他们从印度尼西亚到了马达加斯加。
Why are they coming all the way over here? Why didn't they just come from Africa?
那为什么这个马达加斯加的人会是从印尼那边？迁徙过来，而不是从非洲到亚达加斯加呢？
It's quite possible they just got on a boat to go fishing one day and then they got lost or something. And then we don't know. So it's not like people are going to say, oh, hey, let's go exploring Madagascar.
我们的猜测是应该是说他们那个在印尼的人要上船去 打鱼就不小心就被风吹到了马达加斯加，并不是说他们自己想要去的。
Okay, but just look at the faces of these people. Now, these are people in Madagascar, and they look sort of part African and then part Asian in some cases.
那你看这马达加斯加的人呢，他们的那个长相就比较有一些东南亚这边人的样子，好，但是也有可能混了一些非洲人的血裔。
And you see it even clearer in these faces. These look very much like Filipinos, actually, these people, or Indonesians. You see that there's a very Asian look on some of these faces. These are people in Madagascar.
这些照片都是他们马达加斯加人，他们其实看起来左上角的那个有点比较像菲律宾人，然后右下角这个很像印尼人，他们都在马达加斯加岛的人都更像亚洲人。
Okay, anyway, so when I send the lessons out for these, I'll send you the PPT and then you can have a look for yourself.
Tim 会把这个 PPT 发给我们，我们就可以更仔细的研究。
Okay, and for your homework, next time we meet on Sunday, we'll be starting back at Genesis chapter 6, verses 10 and 11.
好，我们下次礼拜天上课的时候，我们会再继续的谈创世纪六章九和十节。
We might be up to verse 11. Verse 10 was talking about the three sons, so we might be up to verse 11.
礼拜天我们应该会开始讲创世纪六章十一节了。
Okay, well, that's all we have time for today.
好，我们的时间就差不多只够讲到这里。
Let's bow our heads.
让我们低头祷告。
Father, sir, we give thanks to you for the time that we've had to study doctrine.
感谢神给我们时间能够真正的研读圣经的经义。
We give thanks that the Holy Spirit was able to teach us these things.
更感谢圣灵能够教导我们。
And we pray that as we remember these things and meditate upon them, that they will become a part of our spiritual life.
那我们更希望能够在我们的灵魂里面可以记得这些事情，然后让我们能够应用在生活中。
In order that we can find true happiness, which comes from understanding your word.
那更希望经由了解你的话语，我们能够停留保持在真正的喜乐中。
We give thanks for your provision and protection and all things.
然后感谢神所有的保守。
And so we pray all these things in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ.
而我们能够因着你的主的神的儿子主耶稣基督而把神当作第一位。
Amen.
Amen.